Team Plastics, how may I help you?
Hey, is Larry available to talk now?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
Okay, please hold.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Larry.
Hey, Larry, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good, Tyler. How? Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's Friday. I can't complain. So, just kind of wanted to call and follow up here. You know, it's been about a week and a half. I just kind of wanted to see where you were at and kind of what the situation there was with the equipment, if you had any updates there on that situation.
Well, I think, again, and I know you and I think talked fairly at length.
Mm-hmm.
We have just sent the letter of acceptance to Tech Financial, so they're
okay.
Refunding us our deposited $220,000.
Okay.
They'll in turn turn it into a, I believe it's a 72-month loan,
mm-hmm.
Which we had already negotiated with them.
Yeah.
We're still pre-approved for another $420,000 purchase in late October.
Mm-hmm.
They, to date, are the only ones that we're funding equipment through because they've made it easy enough for us to move forward.
Yeah.
So anybody, Tyler, if you guys are interested, like I said, I'm interested. I'm not reaching out to you. You're reaching out to me, but I'm grateful that you're reaching out
mm-hmm.
because it gives me an opportunity to kind of say, hey, is there somebody out there that could do this in a more attractive way for us, King Plastics?
Yes, of course, and that's
okay.
Kind of exactly the situation we've been discussing, and like you said, you've been working with them, you've got a good relationship, you kind of know what you're going to get with them, and the only thing that I can offer you is just a second opinion there. I mean, if it's
what are your terms going to be in terms of personal guarantees from two 75 and 85-year-old individuals?
I know.
Require them.
The thing is, we'll need a signature on the application to get you approved. But beyond that point, it's completely in your hands. If nothing makes sense to the business, if you don't like the terms or the rates that you do qualify for,
whose signature? Mine. I'm happy to put a signature out there. So are you telling me that if I fill out your application, you'll run it?
We'll need all three of the signatures from the owners.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of where...
That's not what... And I only struggle with sharing with you. I feel so lucky to work with Tech Financials because they don't. Now, again, hear me out when I say, these are people who are not part of any day-to-day operations. These are people that when they even put their name on a signature, probably at age 85... Do you I hope you certainly haven't lost anybody that would be that age, but at those ages you're not even sure that you have all your faculties there at times.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, hey, sign this. So I'm very pleased that you called, I really am, but there's no reason that I think that we need to reach out to people for an application. If you think I'm wrong, at least Tech Financials doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, of course, and that's kind of what I've been telling you is we're not trying to step on any toes here. We're not trying to replace the relationship that you have with Tech Financials.
You're asking for signatures from two gentlemen. Why? Help me understand why their signatures have to be on this application.
We just have to have an approval from all owners.
No, you
that are
you most cert. Tell me why not everybody then? And now I'm going to get just a little bit cranky when I say to you, tell me why you would have to. Would you have to have all 100% shareholders sign? And if not, where's the level in which you say, hey, I want Bill's, I want Pete's, and I want Larry's. Why not Sherry's and John's and Rick's?
Is there more than three owners there?
Yes. Okay. 100% shares. 39.9% in Bill King's hands.
Uh huh.
Now there's I'm just under 10%. Pete Lathrop owns, let me see, I think it's, I think now because he's given some to his kids, so I think there's 25% stake, more or less, that he has. And there's about six shareholders who own under 5% each. So
interesting.
If any lender says to me, it would be no different than if you had a company and all of a sudden you have three kids, two kids, you're going to leave them some. Some might be actively working the business. Tyler Jr. might be right behind his father running the business.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyler Jr.'s sister, she might be a ballerina in Europe.
Yeah.
She might still own, you know, a fraction of the company. Could be a large fraction, could be 50-50, could be a sixth, could be a fifth, could be 5%. And
yeah.
Let me say this. I love talking. I'm a salesman at heart.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it when I just can't get somebody, just let me do it. But I'm only want to make one point crystal clear. I am so tired of filling out gobs and gobs of information, being asked to have people that will not provide personal guarantees provide them. And so thankfully I've learned what I can't do, and I said, hey, if that's who Bank of America is or Cartage is, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not the right match for us, and thank God, again, we have Tech Financial.
Yeah. What is the big concern there then with...
We're talking just to get a friggin' rate.
Correct. But,
right.
But I'm asking, what's the concern?
The concern is reaching out to people. How many times do I do this? Do I do this four times, five times? If I have, because I have plenty of banks, sadly or gladly, calling me right now. Do I say to all the shareholders, all of them, hey, guys, I got a nice phone call from this bank. This bank says they really think they can help us. So doesn't that sound good, shareholders? Doesn't it sound good, shareholders, that I can get one or two or three or four or five banks interested to talking to us? And they all say, yes, of course it does.
Yeah.
I need you all to sign. All five banks want to run us. And they're going to say, oh, we all got to sign every time? Oh, okay. Just to get a rate, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, the information we need to quantify something like that, yes.
Okay, well, I think if I reached out to your people and said, I need you guys to sign your personal information so that we know who we're dealing with before we even talk to you, I think you guys would probably say no. So I think we're at a good place, a place that we know that you guys are looking for things that I don't think is necessary. And again, I've had probably six of these phone calls. A couple of them in the very beginning didn't go very good. Like one was GE Capital.
Mm-hmm.
It just fizzled out, and I think it's because the deal got smaller. I don't know really what happened to that guy. That's when I got in touch with this gentleman called Matt Borman with Tech Financials, and I can tell you, the interest rate is not excessive.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned some rates that could be lower, but it's like, what do I have to give you to get those lower rates? You won't even give me a rate unless I give you everything. That's where I'm at a real troubling spot. It would be like going to a bank and saying, I might want to refinance my bank. Well, fill out this application.
Mm-hmm.
What are your 30-year rates? Oh, not even gonna go there, Tyler. You will not even. Now, that's not how the banking industry works. Why is it how the lending industry for private business works?
I mean, it's just, if we're going to be giving you... Hello?
Okay, mortgages are posted very easily, right?
Yes.
Okay, why aren't business loans? I'm just asking the question now.
Because when you refinance your mortgage, it's easier for you to get lower rates. That's kind of the market right now. You're able to do that.
But I mean,
people aren't getting a business loan because of the low interest rates right now. Banks aren't giving loans right now. And if they are,
That's not true. That is not true. Money is so available out there, and you and I know it's at record low interest rates.
I'm saying the process.
Banks aren't loaning.
I'm saying the process. You're going to, like you said, you don't like filling out a ton of paperwork. It's going to take months for them to get you an answer. They're usually not going to be able to get as much as you need just because of the way the market is. The way we set it up here is it's a much more simpler process. It's with the one-page app. It's just a tax return and 6 months of your bank statements. That's it. We get you in just to get a rate, to see what programs you fit into, to set that whole situation up there. Beyond that point, there's nothing else you guys have to do.
Well, thank you. That's an awful lot to ask just to get a rate, in my opinion now, of course. But I'm sure you guys are writing enough business that you have people calling you and doing exactly what you're looking for. And I'm grateful that you guys have that kind of response. I'm only saying this. I don't think that you should have to give 6 months worth of financials just to get somebody to say, look, this is the kind of money we're loaning right now. Now, of course, don't get me wrong, you guys got to have good financials, Larry. So I think we're just at a good place, right? You need more for me just to give me something. I'm willing to give just to get a rate, because I already have a good rate. At least I think I do.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is you probably do have a good situation right now, and they're definitely catering to all your needs. And we're not going to try and compete with that. We're not going to try and step on those.
You absolutely, you're hoping, just like I am, to go in front of a customer and win their business.
I'm trying to win your business, but I'm not trying to make you stop the relationship you have with them. I'm saying if there's...
You wouldn't mind getting the next machine if your rates were attractive, would you?
Of course, and I don't think you would mind it, too, if the rates were attractive for
it.
Your business. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But
if it makes sense...
You're obviously, just like I do, every single day, you're out there trying to earn business, and business normally is earned by competing with somebody who's already got it.
Okay, and did Tech Financial just give you a rate right off the bat without knowing any of your information?
Yes, and here's what I had to do, of course. I have to sign a personal guarantee to get the loan going through the process, but the rate was shared before I even provided all of this information that you're talking about. And at that point, I'm willing to. Let's just say you go, hey, Larry, look. I mean, it's like I said.
Don't you find that kind of scary, though? Isn't that?
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me? See, they mimic more what I see. If I want a home, I'm not refinancing my home, Tyler. I'm buying a new home. Okay, so this is new. This isn't to lower my interest rate. I can go on WellsFargo.com right now and find out what a 30-year mortgage is, or a 10-year mortgage is, or a 15-year mortgage is. It's not scary. It says your FICO has to be a 710 or higher. Oh, I get that. Hey, I got a 720 FICO. That looks like a good program. Oh, you got to put 20% down. No, no problem. I can do that. What your approach is, and you're not the only one, you like to get the customer to share so much personal information before you even tell them what kind of programs you have. And your programs could be very attractive. What if they're not? What if you're talking a 7.25% interest rate for 6 years? And I look and I go, are you kidding me? I just shared 6 months worth of financials to get a 7.25% interest rate. You've got to see it from my standpoint too.
I get that, but how does that hurt you? I think is what I'm trying to get at is, what is the concern with that process? How does that hurt your business?
How does it hurt my business to share information with potentially 5, 6, 7 banks, anybody who calls, to say exactly what you're doing? Hey, just curious, are you looking to buy or add any equipment at your company in the foreseeable future? Well, yes, I am. Share me 6 months worth of financials and have all of your shareholders sign this application. And they can all say exactly what you're saying. Larry, how does that hurt? And I can simply say, it doesn't have to hurt for me to choose not to do it.
100%.
It doesn't seem necessary. Agreed. It doesn't seem necessary. If you guys stand behind the kind of company you are, why you're so secretive until you see it? Are you worried we're not a solid company? Well, of course there's got to be that concern. Okay, so then say this rate and term is based on criteria that would make us feel comfortable. Well, what is that, Tyler? I mean, do you need to see that we're making $1 million a month profit? Do you need to see that we're making $1 million a year profit? We're a 54-year-old company with very little debt. You need to see our balance sheet. But you, and again, I'm going to get off the phone as soon as I say this. You need something, and I respect your needs. I'm not going to give you that just to get a rate from you. And remember who called who. I'm more than happy to talk in the future, but I'm not going to go through the exercise of every Tyler that calls me up saying, can I please get 6 months worth of financials and signatures from shareholders so I can show you the program? Tyler, I'm not going to do that. So you're at least not by yourself. You're in a pool of bankers that I will not do that with. And if that means Tech Financial is the only option for us, I guess I'll have to live with that.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. And I 100% get where you're coming from. It's just going to kind of be, I disagree with you, but it's just, that's just the way it is.
I think we're allowed to disagree with each other.
And I love that you've been nothing but upfront with me, and you've had a real conversation with me. I feel like it's not asking a lot. If I came to you and said, I need $1 million, what's my rate? I don't think you would give me $1 million unless you knew what my situation was, what I've been doing in the past, what I...
Let me share with you what I'm doing on right now. I'm going to my personal bank, which is Westcom Credit Union. Okay. We went there. Now, I'm going to go look at rates, and I'm going to look not just at mortgages, I'm going to look at auto loans. Oh, no, hold on, personal loans. And I'm going to look at personal loans, and I'm going to see right here, it says personal loan 60-month, 8.90 to 17.90. Now, of course, I go, well, shit, I'm not going to be interested in even the low end of this. So
correct.
I'm not interested. But at
mm-hmm.
least they share it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I start reaching around out there, or, you know, again, you go, hey, how do I see rates? But I'm not even getting anything in writing from you to even make me want to fill out like what is the low end? And give me a sense of what you're looking for to lend at 1% or 2% or 3% or 4%. So at least I know we're talking at the 1% or 2% or 3% or 4%. What if your low end is 5 and I go, shit, I'm already under that?
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. You're at 5 and I say, I'm already under it. So if I'm already under it, why would I do this? That's where you're needing to help me with in writing. And then, of course, I look and go, my God, I'm at 4.75%. This guy's got a 1.75% rate for 3 or 4 or 5 years. My God, if all I have to do is give him 6 months' worth of financials and signatures to see if I qualify, my God, I'm going to lower my interest rate by 3%. I'm going to jump at that, Tyler. You're not giving me anything. And I'll take it in writing if you want to put it in writing, because you're asking me to send you something back in writing. And again, if you don't see that that's reasonable, then again, I just get that you don't want to give anything in a writing until you get the signatures on the application. And again, that's...
Yeah, we just don't want to guarantee you a number.
It's not a guarantee. You're not saying... Send me an email, says Larry, if King Plastics Credit...
I would have to... It'd be an if of 100 different things then. I mean... If you met this criteria, if you did this, and this, each business and each scenario is different. I just don't, when banks say that this is the rate,
Okay, you're not going to get anything from me with you saying, look, Larry, there's a million scenarios, which you're right, there are. There's a million scenarios, but the simplest is you must think that we have a chance of being a solid company or you wouldn't even waste your time. So you're taking a chance right now on the phone. I'm taking any chance that you're a solid lender on the phone, but I don't have any reason to know it other than I'm taking a chance. If you see that you're not going to be able to provide anybody with any information until they give you 6 months' worth of financials, you really are on the phone with the wrong company. Okay?
Okay.
So I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and we just won't go down that path.
That's completely fine. I've definitely enjoyed talking to you, and I totally respect where you're coming from, and I do wish the best of luck with you and tech. If anything does come up, you do have my information there, and we can maybe kind of dive into a deeper conversation for what we might be able to do for you down the road here.
Wonderful.
All right, Larry, enjoy your weekend.
You too. Take care.